How common is lung cancer?
Lung cancer is the second most diagnosed cancer in the United States, but it has the highest mortality rate of all cancers. Statistically, it's found in the late stages of disease, usually stage 3 and 4, when the signs of having cancer actually start being seen by the patient. Persistent cough, coughing up blood, chest pain, unexplained fever.
So why do the signs come so late?
Your lungs have an amazing ability of compensating for something being in its space. So by the time it becomes large enough that you notice it, it's usually already spread to other places in your body.
How is lung cancer normally treated?
It's treated with multiple areas of treatments as far as radiation oncology, medical oncology, and surgery. The survival rate is poor, mostly because the stage of the disease when it's found is so late is that it has a difficult time being treated effectively.
Is there any way to find it earlier when it can be more easily treated?
So you obviously can't tell if you have lung cancer in its early stage, but by having a lung cancer screening using a low-dose CT that takes the pictures of your lungs and looks at the details as far as lung nodules and can look at those over time, and that's why lung cancer screening is really suggested for patients to have over a period of years so that they can track and understand the pattern of the lung nodules, because you can have lung nodules, and they will find that about a quarter of the people screened will have lung nodules, but many of those will turn out to be not cancerous.
I'm not sure that I understand. Is a low-dose CT not the same as a chest X-ray?
A low-dose CT is a type of chest X-ray, but it's numerous pictures using kind of that X-ray technology that's combined into a more detailed picture. But the low-dose part is that it exposes you to less radiation than a regular or conventional chest CT.
Who should actually be screened every year?
So a history of heavy smoking. And your doctor can really tell you if you have the right numbers, but you have to have a 30-pack year history of smoking, which really means that for 30 years, you smoked one pack a day. Or you could have smoked two packs a day for 15 years. Either way, you have a history of heavy smoking. You're either a current smoker or you've quit within the past 15 years, and you're between the ages of 55 and 77 years old. So you go to your doctor and you found out that you qualify for the low-dose CT and lung cancer screening, and they will send you for the low-dose CT. And it's really recommended that you don't just get one chest CT and say that you're done for the rest of your life. So it's really recommended that you get it yearly until you don't qualify anymore. And that may mean that you may have additional follow-up scans to look at the lung nodules that they found, maybe in a shorter period of time of 3 months or 6 months. But after evaluating the lung nodules, they may put you back onto a normal yearly low-dose CT schedule.
What happens if something is found on the scan?
They have to look at your scans and determine how they're going to get a biopsy. And some really nice technology has emerged as far as electromagnetic navigation bronchoscopy, which is ENB or a nav bronch. And that actually is a computer-driven way of driving the scope into your lungs all the way into the fine airways and getting a piece of tissue for a biopsy. And it's much less invasive than the traditional way of the needle transferred through the outside of your skin into your lungs. We actually pass it through your bronchioles, your breathing tube.
So it goes down your nose.
There's no puncture until you get all the way to the biopsy and take a piece, where traditionally they actually have to put a needle, like, and find it and push it into the, through your skin, through, you know, in between your ribs, into the mass, if the, as long as it's big enough that they actually can find it and take a piece that way.
If you do find lung cancer early, is the cure rate that much better?
Lung cancer is very treatable at an early stage. Usually the patient presents in a much healthier fashion. They're able to tolerate some of the treatments that are curable at that point, including surgery or radiation oncology therapies that can really cure the cancer where it's at before it spreads. Traditionally, lung cancer is found in late stages, considering stage 3 and 4. It's less than 20% five-year survival rate. And the lung cancer screening studies, they found that the patients were more often found in stage 1 and stage 2, and they called it a 10-year survival rate because they followed patients for 10 years after the lung cancer screening study and found their 10-year survival rate was 90% after treatment.
That's amazing. Brooke, thanks so much. Hopefully people will take this information and get that yearly scan.